I was out of town and I missed the ball game, so I didn't get the bobblehead. Then I was out of town and didn't pay close enough attention to the eBay auction, so I didn't get the bobblehead. Learn how a second chance offer saved the day in this episode of Renee Gentry's eBay Journal. You're listening to Renee Gentry's eBay Journal, an independent podcast not affiliated with eBay Incorporated. Want to learn more about buying and selling on eBay? In each episode, I'll show you how to get started and how to get better. Renee Gentry's eBay Journal starts now. Hi, I'm Renee, and you're listening to Renee Gentry's eBay Journal. This is episode 13. In this episode, you'll learn about second chance offers and how to tell the real deal from a spoof ripoff. First, though, I really want to thank you for listening. In the last episode, I reported that the most downloaded episode had just crossed the 2,000 download mark. That's episode 3, Completed Items Research. Well, today it has over 2,500 downloads. In fact, 5 episodes have now crossed the 2,000 download mark. And get this, the most recent episode, which is episode 12, has been downloaded over 1,700 times. So you guys must be telling your friends about this podcast, and I'm so thankful for that. Here's the buzz in the news. eBay Live registration is closed as of Tuesday, May 30th. I've been to all 4 eBay Live conferences before this, and I don't recall eBay ever having to close registration before the opening day of the event. So I hope I'll see you at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, June 13th through 15th of 2006. I mentioned in episode 4 that I had purchased some IT earrings just for the occasion. I bought them from an eBay seller named Clay Artisan. That's C-L-A-Y-A-R-T-I-S-A-N. She didn't know I was going to do that plug for her. I got the round gold-colored ones. I love them. And I love the fact that someone was creative enough to even think of making these in the first place. You can check out a picture of them in the show notes for episode 13. One of the speakers at eBay Live is Guy Kawasaki. He was one of the first, if not the first, evangelists for Apple Computer. He's also a successful entrepreneur. In 1991, he wrote a book that became a national bestseller called Selling the Dream. I read that book way back then, and I really liked it. I just pulled my copy down from the shelf again to reread it. And you should read it too. It's Guy Kawasaki, Selling the Dream. eBay announced that it is making some changes to eBay Express as the result of community feedback. You can now search on an item number in Express. They'll soon also allow your listing to qualify for Express if you use a self-hosted gallery photo. Right now, the gallery photo must be hosted by eBay Picture Services, where your first photo in every listing is free. And they're still working on improving the ability for buyers to shop for more items from a single seller. That's a hard thing to do in eBay Express right now. But you can learn how to do it by reading the show notes for episode 12 at ebayjournal.com. And last but not least, I have my own news announcement. I'm going to have a listener contest. Be sure to listen to the next episode, episode 14, for details. Hey, that's my number. I played field hockey in high school and 14 was my number. You didn't know that, did you? So anyway, don't miss episode 14 for contest details. What do Reggie Jackson, Mark McGwire, and Ricky Henderson have in common? Well, they're all baseball greats, of course, and they've all had bobbleheads made in their likeness. And, did you know, they all started their major league careers with the Oakland Athletics. I think the Oakland A's player to watch this year is Nick Swisher, so I was bummed when I lost an eBay auction for a Nick Swisher bobblehead. Then, out of the blue, as in Vida Blue... Thank you, Betty. I got an email that said an eBay seller was sending me a second chance offer, giving me a second chance to buy the bobblehead I'd missed out on the first time around. But was it for real? I don't know about you, but I get so many spoof or fake emails these days that I pretty much put a hold on my happiness until I could verify the authenticity of that offer. So later in this episode, I'll tell you how you can verify that a second chance offer is legitimate. But first, let's talk about just what the heck a second chance offer is. We'll look at it first from the seller's perspective, so you'll learn how to issue or send a second chance offer. Then we'll look at it from the buyer's perspective, and I'll show you how to accept a second chance offer. Consider the case where an item is listed in an auction, and there are a bunch of bidders, but of course, only one bidder wins. A second chance offer gives a seller a way to offer the same item to the bidders who didn't win. Actually, a second chance offer can be used in a variety of circumstances. Here's a few of those. Most commonly, a second chance offer is used to sell duplicate items to underbidders, or those people who bid but didn't win. This is really handy when a seller has multiple quantities of the same item to sell. Now, a second chance offer can also be used if the original item didn't sell. The seller might not even have any duplicates. He might just have that one item. But if the high bidder doesn't pay, or if no one won because the reserve price wasn't met, then the seller can send a second chance offer to try to sell the item to someone who had expressed an interest in it previously. A second chance offer is a special type of fixed price or buy it now listing. It's special because the price is set by that original bidding process. It's also special because the offer can only be redeemed, if you will, by only the person for whom it was intended. So it all starts with an auction. Let's walk through an example. I'll use the most common scenario for a second chance offer to help me illustrate the point. Let's say I have two identical eBay baseball hats. I don't want to list them in a multi-quantity fixed price listing because I don't know what kind of price they're going to bring. So that means I don't want to use fixed price, I want to use an auction format. I could use a Dutch auction, which is a single listing with multiple quantities, but that would mean that I'd have to sell both of my hats at the lowest winning price. Now, I explained this tricky format in episode 10. It's an interesting format, but believe me, I'd rather not use it. So another option I'd have is to create two identical auctions, one listing for each hat. But I really want bidders fighting over just that one hat. If they think that I have others, they might not bid as high. So I'm going to go for a single auction, and then I'll follow up with a second chance offer. Remember, it all starts with an auction. So I list one of my special eBay baseball hats in an auction with no reserve. In this example, three bidders battle it out. Ruth bids $26. Aaron beats her out with a bid of $28. Now, both of these bids are reasonable, and as a seller, I'd be happy to sell my hat at those prices. But at the last minute, George, who has plenty of money and has a policy of paying outrageous sums to get what he wants, well, George snipes with a proxy bid of $50. Now, of course, the way eBay works, eBay will bid for George on his behalf up to $50 if necessary. But in this example, it's only necessary to beat Aaron's proxy bid by one bid increment. So George wins the hat at $28.50. Aaron and Ruth lose. They are the underbidders at $28 and $26, respectively. Now, George, Mr. Moneybags, pays me immediately with PayPal, so I'm going to send him the hat. But I still have one more hat. I could use Sell Similar to list that hat and wait for an auction to play out over the course of 7 days, but I noticed that Aaron's high bid was $28, and I'm very willing to sell my second hat at that price. So I'm going to send a second chance offer to him, giving him another chance to buy the hat that he lost out on the first time around. The second chance offer will be a fixed price of $28, take it or leave it. Now, as a seller, how did I know that Aaron's bid was $28? I know because I clicked the bid history link on the item description page. Do you know how to find that? That's the link that says how many bids were placed during the auction. It's in the top part of the item description page under the winning bid amount. Now, to keep this example simple, just suppose the link says three bids. So I click that link and I see the bid history for my auction listing. And by the way, anyone can see this bid history. It's not just restricted to the seller's view. So I click the link to see the bid history and I see three bid amounts. Now, the first would be the winning bid amount. This is not necessarily, and in fact probably not, the same as the proxy bid, or the absolute highest amount the winner was willing to pay. In fact, in this example, we know that George was willing to pay $50, but his winning bid amount is going to show up on the bid history page as $28.50. Now, the other two bids that we'll see are the proxy bids of the losing bidders. And this is because their highest bids had to be used even to give them a chance of winning. Of course, as it turns out, those bids weren't high enough. So we'll see Aaron at $28 and Ruth at $26. Now, if the idea, by the way, of a proxy bid or bid increments is new to you, or if you need a refresher course on how eBay bidding works, then give a listen to episode 11. Now, the easiest way to issue a second chance offer is to click the link that says Send Second Chance Offer. Now, you'll find that link on the bid history page. You can also find it on the item description page and in My eBay. Now, to see it on the item description page of your original auction listing, you must be signed in with your seller ID. Now, if you have more than one eBay user ID, like I do, be sure to sign in with the one you used to list the original item. To see the Send Second Chance Offer link in My eBay, go to a selling page and look in the Action menu next to the original listing. That would be in the Items I've Sold section. Now, when you click the link, the first screen that appears tells you a little bit about second chance offers. There are four things on that screen, and of those four, one of them I think can be confusing, so let me read them to you. I'm going to mix the order up a little bit so I can read the most straightforward points to you first. Okay, here we go. Number one, you can send a second chance offer for up to 60 days after the listing ends. Okay, that's good. Number two, if your original listing was an eBay Giving Works listing, the donation preferences that you specified will apply to the second chance offer. All right, that's cool. That just means that since you can't change anything about the original listing when you make a second chance offer, the second chance offer listing carries the same item description, shipping fee, and payment terms as that original listing. Now, a Giving Works listing is just a listing that benefits your chosen charity. So if your original listing was a charity listing, that means your second chance offer listing is also going to be a charity listing. Number three. Well, here's some good news. This is what it says. Sending a second chance offer is free. Woo! But if your item sells, you will be charged a final value fee based on a percentage of the final sales price. That's right. You don't pay an insertion fee when you create a second chance offer listing. However, and this seems reasonable, you do pay a final value fee if your item sells to the person to whom you issued that second chance offer. And that, of course, is going to be a percentage of the sale price. Now, again, if you need a refresher on the types of fees that eBay charges, or if you want to learn more about eBay's rates, then listen to episode 8. Okay, point number 4. Now, listen carefully to this one. You're actually going to need, I think, some background to understand it. This is what it says. Before making a second chance offer, try and work things out with your winning bidder first. What? What does a winning bidder have to do with a second chance offer? Okay, here's the little history lesson. Way back in the day, second chance offer was actually called personal offer, and it could only be made to an underbidder, that is, the losing bidder, only if the original bidder flaked out and didn't pay the seller. So this is what point number 4 is referring to. Specifically, before you decide to issue a second chance offer to the next highest bidder because you haven't received payment from the highest bidder, have a little patience and try to see what's up with that winner. It's possible that, quote, the check is in the mail, right? He or she might mean well, and maybe that winner has simply forgotten to pay you. So check in with them, see what's up, before you just decide they're not going to pay you and you issue a second chance offer to the next guy. Now, of course, the implication with point number 4 is this. If you have just one item to sell, you can issue a second chance offer to an underbidder if your winning bidder fails to pay you. If you have more than one of the same item, you can sell the first to the winner and then issue one or more second chance offers to the underbidders. Now that leads me to another point that I think eBay should have included on this first screen, but they didn't, and so I'll add it now. Okay, here it is. Renee Gentry's official point number 5. You should not issue more second chance offers than you have items to sell. Believe me, you can get into some real trouble doing that. You'll hear why from the bidder's point of view later on. Okay, so that's the intro screen. Click continue on that screen to get to the next one. Now you need to do 2 things. First, pick a duration. The default is 1 day, but you can pick a longer duration. This sets the number of days for which your second chance offer is going to be good. If the underbidder doesn't accept your offer before the end of the duration, then the second chance offer will expire. Now, I like to set the duration to 3 days. I don't think that 1 day really gives the underbidder time to check his email to even see that you've sent the offer. 3 days still creates kind of a sense of urgency to try to get the underbidder to take action and accept your offer right away. Then after 3 days, if the underbidder doesn't accept your offer, it frees you up to issue a second chance offer to another underbidder before too much time has elapsed. After all, you don't want the other underbidder to have already found another item to buy by the time you issue that second chance offer. Now, the other thing you need to do on this screen is to put a check mark next to the user ID of the person or persons to whom you want to send the second chance offers. It doesn't have to be the guy with the next highest bid. For example, if that guy has a bad feedback rating, you might want to skip him and make your offer to another underbidder. Now, notice on this screen that the offer prices shown cannot be changed. That's because a second chance offer is always made at the highest bid amount the underbidder placed during that original auction, and eBay sets that price. So click continue to get to the next screen. Now, if it's been a while since you've used second chance offer, this will be a new screen for you, and I think a welcome one at that. Finally, eBay allows you to include a note with your offer. This is a long time coming, and I'm so happy that this note is finally available. This screen is the place on which you're going to enter your note. Now, the only thing eBay tells the person receiving your offer is that he or she placed a bid on your original listing, just to kind of remind them, like, well, where did this listing even come from, or where did this offer come from? So remember that your second chance offer is pretty much going to appear out of the blue as far as the buyer is concerned. It will be totally unexpected, so be sure to tell the buyer why you're even sending the offer. Do you have another item that's exactly the same as the first? Or is this one identical except for maybe, you know, the color? Or maybe the original listing was unopened, mint in package, and this listing is still mint, but it's been opened. So you're going to want to be sure to note things like that. And since most buyers are not familiar with second chance offers, I also like to add this sentence to the end of my note. Quote, eBay automatically sets the sell price at your proxy/high bid, end quote. Now, this is true for the most part. There are certain circumstances where you can have a reserve price listing in certain categories, and you as a seller can actually set the second chance offer price so long as it's less than the reserve price. But those are exceptions in categories of high-end items like office equipment and tractors and things like that. So for the most part, it's eBay actually that's setting the sale price. All right, click the send button and your offer or offers are on their way to the recipients. And sellers, for you, the second chance offer listings will now appear in the live listing areas or the items I'm selling section of my eBay. Okay, I'm going to take a short break here. When I return, I'll tell you what you'll see if you're a buyer receiving a second chance offer. And most importantly, buyers, I'll tell you how to tell whether a second chance offer is genuine. So now please listen to this message from this eBay seller.
How you doing? This is Steve. If you collect baseball cards, bobbleheads, ticket stubs, or anything baseball related, come check out my eBay store. The URL is stores.ebay.com/free-shipping-baseball-cards. That's right. Almost everything in my store is free shipping, whether you're buying stuff that's $2 or $200. Save on shipping and come buy my baseball cards. Thanks and have a good day.
You're listening to episode 13 of Renee Gentry's eBay Journal. Renee Gentry's eBay Journal is also online at ebayjournal.com. All right, well, we've been talking about second chance offers and how sellers can issue them. So now let's talk about the buyer side of the transaction. Now, buyers, when a seller sends you a second chance offer, you'll receive an email, and that's probably going to be the first indication of the offer that you'll see. But don't believe it just yet. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, con artists who send fake emails or spoof emails with the intent of ripping you off are really good at creating emails that look just like they came from eBay. So don't click any of the links in that second chance offer email. And definitely don't reply to it. Not at least until you've determined that it's a real thing. Instead, go directly to eBay.com. Type eBay.com right in your browser, and then look for an indication of the second chance offer in any of the following places. One, it'll be on the item description page for the auction listing that you lost. That's the original auction listing. Now, of course, you have to be signed in to see that. And a note about the second chance offer will be next to the, quote, you were outbid message. It will also be in my eBay in the items I didn't win section. eBay will insert a note right under that item saying that the seller has issued you a second chance offer, and you can click a link right there to see the offer. And this last one, I think, is the best clue for determining whether a second chance offer is real. This is the one that I rely on. It will appear in the My Messages section of my eBay. Now, I really don't use My Messages for much because I don't like receiving a bunch of marketing messages and stuff like that. But the My Messages section is an invaluable tool for telling whether an email that supposedly came from eBay is the real thing. If it's in the My Messages section, it's legitimate. A scammer can send a believable email. Believe me, I've seen some really good ones. Sometimes you can't even tell that they didn't come from eBay. But a scammer cannot put a message into the My eBay Messages section. So go for that section anytime you have any doubt at all. Okay, so for any of these places within eBay that refer to the second chance offer that you've received, you can click the link to then see the item description. It'll be the same as the original auction listing, including the description, the shipping fees, and the payment terms. There are some notable exceptions, though. First, this listing is not an auction. It's now a fixed price listing. The buy it now price is the same price that matches the high bid you entered during the original auction. Second, this new listing really is a new listing. That is, it has a new item number. And though anyone else who knew that item would be able to see the listing on eBay, only you can place a buy it now order. No one else is authorized to buy this item in this listing at the price specified. Now, it also has a new duration set by the seller. Pay attention to that. You may only have just one day to act before the listing expires. And third, pay attention to the note entered by the seller. This will be in that email that was sent to you or in My Messages. Now, he may be explaining that this is an identical item to the one that you just bid on. He had another one, and he's willing to sell it to you for the same, price as your high bid. But he may also be telling you about a subtle difference, such as a small scratch in an otherwise mint box, or maybe the serial number on the Disney dollar you bid on is now different for this second chance offer listing. Or maybe the difference isn't so subtle. Like, the color could be different, for example. So pay attention to this note. Now, in most cases, assuming that you haven't already found another item to be bidding on or to buy, you'll be thrilled to get a second chance offer. So to accept the offer, all you need to do is click on the Buy It Now button and confirm your purchase. Now, pay the seller, of course, and then leave feedback when you receive the item. If it turns out that the seller issued more second chance offers than he had items for, and he ended up not being able to fill your order as a result of that, you can leave negative feedback for that seller because obviously you didn't get a good buying experience. For example, if I had my two baseball hats and I sent one to George, the winner, and then I issued 2 second chance offers, one to Aaron and one to Ruth. That's one more offer than I have available hats, so I'm taking a big risk. If both Aaron and Ruth accept the second chance offers, then I'm going to be one hat short, and I may very likely end up with some well-deserved negative feedback. But, used properly, a second chance offer can be a beautiful thing for buyers, sellers, and bobblehead collectors. Go A's! See you at eBay Live. Thanks for listening. Renee Gentry's eBay Journal is online at ebayjournal.com. This podcast is copyright 2005-2006 by Renee Gentry von Bergen. No part of this podcast production, including show notes, can be copied, reproduced, or transmitted without the express written consent of the author. That's me. This has been a production of Alta Omnimedia.